So to kick off this series on time management, I want to talk about flexible and ready routine and which works best for you. Struggles that you may have with time management, about maintaining focus, avoiding procrastination, and feeling a general sense of overwhelm and finding freedom in your schedule. This is going to be an introductory episode for this series on time blocking and managing your time as an overwhelmed, busy mom. We are going to be creating your routine and your schedule together. So this is so exciting. I love this. It was absolutely changed my life. And before we jump in, today, like I said, it's going to be introductory, and I want to plant some ideas and some seeds around a flexible versus rigid routine, but also components that are going to be going into your schedule. So I want you to stick with me throughout this episode to try and identify where you are today and what would work best for you. So let's dive in. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern-day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Okay, mamas, welcome back to the House and Homemaking podcast. So over the next few episodes, we are going to be talking about time and managing your time instead of letting your time run you. And I used to be in the camp of always saying that I just needed another couple of hours in the day and everything would be fine. I just didn't know how to manage it all. And that's not the case anymore. I would let my work run into weekends, to night times. I close my laptop now at 3 p.m. and I don't do any more in the evening, and I usually don't work at all over the weekends. I have so much time. I never thought I'd get there, but I have. And I want to talk to you about flexible versus rigid routines today and which one is best for you. And we are going to go into so many time management strategies to really ensure that you can have this life too over the next couple of episodes or so. Today I want to talk about something super important, that is finding the right balance between having a flexible routine and sticking to a rigid one. So first things first, let's figure out where you stand. And I just want to dive right in. Do you feel like you're someone who thrives on having a set schedule for everything? Or are you more of a go with the flow and adapt to whatever comes your way? Either one, you might have come across some snags, but it's so essential that you understand your current habits before making any changes. So as a busy mom, juggling work, household chores, family responsibilities, I know how challenging it can be to manage your time effectively while still finding moments for yourself and your loved ones. So let's start by taking a closer look at your current routine. You might believe that you don't have a routine, but think again, do you find yourself doing certain tasks in the same order every day? That's your routine right there. Even if it's not as structured as you'd like it to be, recognizing these patterns can help you understand where you stand. So you might not think you have a routine, but let me tell you, even the smallest things you do in the same order counts as one, or habits that you have to make your life easier, because that's essentially what we want to do. We don't want to be putting out fires last minute. We want to be organized, we want to have a plan, and we want things to be running as on autopilot, and it is completely achievable, okay? So for example, I spoke to someone who said she didn't have a laundry routine. She really struggled to keep things up, but guess what? She always made sure that her husband had clean clothes for work by keeping a spare pair of underwears at the bottom of the laundry basket, because she figured out that that's kind of the hardest thing that she'd miss out on. And that's her unique routine, even though it might not be perfect, But that's a routine right there. So now let's talk about the difference between a flexible routine and a rigid one. So we're going to start off with a flexible routine, and a flexible routine allows for spontaneity and adaptation to changing circumstances. This may already sound really good if you are a busy mom and you feel like things are changing and you get overwhelmed really quickly, but listen to what comes next. A flexible routine can be super beneficial if you often find yourself overwhelmed with the accumulation of tasks and struggle with prioritization. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. A flexible routine can be super beneficial if you find yourself overwhelmed with the accumulation of tasks, so you feel like you have too many tasks piling on top of each other and struggle with prioritization. With a flexible routine, you have the freedom to adjust your schedule based on your current needs and priorities. For example, if you have an unexpected work task come up, you can easily shift your focus without feeling stressed or overwhelmed once you have your flexible routine in place. On the other hand, a rigid routine follows a strict schedule with little room for deviation. Whilst this may seem daunting at first, it can provide a sense of structure and stability in your day-to-day life. And you may be someone that just feel like you crave structure and stability in your day-to-day life. For someone who struggles with time management and maintaining focus, a rigid routine can help you stay on track and avoid procrastination. So I'm gonna say that one again. If you're someone who struggles with time management and maintaining your focus and you're feeling a bit scattered, a rigid routine could help you stay on track and avoid procrastination, okay? You can allocate specific time slots for each task and you can ensure that everything gets done efficiently and effectively. At this point, you might say, okay, I got those, I've thought about them both, and actually, a flexible routine would be really good for me because I feel overwhelmed by the accumulation of a task and I do struggle with prioritization and I need freedom to adjust my schedule based on my current needs and priorities. But you know what? I also really feel like I need a sense of structure and stability in my day-to-day life, and I feel like I do struggle so much with time management and maintaining my focus, okay? So I need help to stay on track and avoid procrastination. So a rigid routine would be maybe not better, but I need both. Okay, stick with me. So which routine and which type of routine would possibly suit you more? If your main struggles are with time management and overwhelm, a flexible routine might be the way to go. Okay, so that's a little bit of both. If you struggle with time management and overwhelm, a flexible routine might just be the way to go. This approach allows you to adapt to unexpected challenges and to prioritize your tasks based on their urgency and importance. However, incorporating elements of a rigid routine, such as time blocking, could help you add more structure to your day while maintaining flexibility. Speaking of time blocking, I want to give you a very high level overview, and it's honestly what's changed my life after some trial and error. But I promise you, I'll be more detailed in the next episode, which will be specifically around time blocking. But for now, time blocking is such a powerful strategy and technique, and it can work well with both flexible and rigid routines. By allocating dedicated time slots for different activities, you can ensure that you're making progress on your priorities without feeling overwhelmed, okay? For example, you can designate specific hours for work, household chores, and family time, which allows you to focus fully on each task without distractions. Another strategy to consider is stacking. And I want to start with a simple idea of habit stacking, which involves linking new habits to existing ones to make them more automatic. This is the goal overall for managing our time, making things more automatic. For instance, you could pair household chores with activities that you enjoy. This is a very simple idea to start, such as listening to your favorite podcast or catching up on your favorite TV show. This can help mundane tasks feel more enjoyable and less overwhelming. There are two powerful strategies, okay? And I've just briefly mentioned habit stacking, but I also want to talk to you about the power of task stacking. So, habit stacking involves linking new habits to existing ones to create almost an autopilot mode, reducing stress, overwhelm, and decision fatigue, which are the three biggest things that I've recently heard from a lot of other moms. You're stressed, you're frequently overwhelmed, and you do struggle with decision fatigue, having to make too-minute decisions in your day. So an autopilot sort of mode is what we're aiming for. This technique of task stacking ensures your habits flow seamlessly together, making it easier to stay on track with your goals. For example, you could pair your morning coffee with a quick morning stretch or listen to a podcast while doing your household chores, like I mentioned. On the other hand, task stacking or routine stacking is what we will be building out over the next few episodes. Task stacking or routine stacking involves grouping individual tasks into categories and completing them in the same order each time. This helps create a sense of flow, a sense of efficiency to your day-to-day activities. If you struggle to stick to a specific routine, it could be worth looking at the order or way you perform your task stack within that routine. For instance, your household management routine could include tasks like tidying up, doing laundry, and preparing meals, all completed in a specific sequence that works best for you. So if it's not working currently, look at the order in which you're completing your tasks. They need to really be the same order every day, and it's going to reduce your overwhelm, your stress, and your decision fatigue, okay? Before we move on to discussing what a weekly schedule might look like, and I'm going to get quite detailed both in this episode and the next episode, I want to talk about routine stacking and how it flows through the day. So even though I mentioned time blocking previously, you need to have your routines within each time block. So I want to start with not an overview of time blocking, because often the reason why you struggle to make time blocking work is because you don't have your routines within each time block that you need to make them efficient and free up so much more time to do the things that you enjoy, okay? I want to talk about routine stacking and how it flows throughout the day. Imagine you've got your time blocks set up, okay, and your first morning block has a self-care routine to ensure that you make time for that as a busy mom. Or you already know from experience, it probably won't get done all week or maybe even this month. Self-care is so important. But a morning block is usually where you need to start practicing your self-care, okay? So start your morning with a self-care routine, and that sits within your morning block for yourself, for nobody else. Then you move into your day block, okay? And the first routine in your day block is your household chores routine, because then they're taken care of. And your household chores routine is created using task stacking. So you're doing each task in the same order in a flow that works best for you. You know exactly how long the whole routine takes to finish, and you're off to the races, okay? Your day block also has perhaps a day prep routine next, which contain the task stack of everything you need to get ready for that day, from glancing at your planner, checking you have all the ingredients for dinner, making a quick grocery list if you don't, to packing school lunches, getting everybody fed and ready for the day. In this day block, you have a third routine, and that is your errands routine. Your errands routine is simply leaving the house, getting the kids to daycare, picking up the groceries from the quick grocery list you wrote during your day prep routine. You see how it all flows together. So each routine flows seamlessly into the next. This is such a huge step in helping you navigate your day with ease. And in time, Each routine, with the tasks performed in the same order, will absolutely, almost entirely, negate your long to-do list of tasks you never get around to doing currently, to finishing them, as you've created a short and easy routine that ensures everything gets taken care of. It's not rigid, but it's freeing, and it eliminates the overwhelm of knowing what to do next, and how to do it, and in what order. And now you work from home, and your day block might have been something you thought would run the whole day, but actually it doesn't, because you work from home and your work block starts at 10 a.m. So you come back from your errands and you've got everything sorted for the day, your house is all sorted, it's 10 a.m. and it is time to start your work block. Your day block only ends because your work block is starting, okay? So in your work block, you open up your laptop and it includes a power hour routine of admin-based tasks performed in the same order, followed by a different work-related routine. Then you get to move straight into your evening block when your work block is finished, and your work block finishes at 3 p.m. because that's when you have to do the school pickup, and that's when your evening block starts, okay? So evening block starts at 3 p.m. because you have to do your school pickup and activity routine, followed by your complete dinner routine. And once your complete dinner routine is finished, you move into your routine for your bedtime with the kids. The moment the kids are in the bed, your whole evening routine is done. Your evening block ends when your kids go to bed, okay? So that is when your nighttime block starts. And then you may have a personal power hour routine to close out the day, set up tomorrow, switch down your electronics, and your end of day routine following your power hour routine is to wind down and spend time with your husband. So let's bring it back to flexible versus rigid routine and how they relate to time blocking. So time blocking involves allocating specific time slots for different activities, ensuring that you're making progress on your priorities without feeling overwhelmed, okay? By looking at your routine differently and identifying whether you need to work on habit stacking, routine stacking, or time blocking within your flexible or rigid schedule, you can reap the benefits of a more balanced and efficient lifestyle. So the first thing that you do need to be working on is your routines. And if you don't have a routine with your tasks, you need to create your task stack that becomes your routine. Once you have your routines in place, you can work on the time blocks that those routines are going to go into. We will work on this more in the next episode, okay? But by looking at your routine differently, you can identify whether you need to work on habit stacking, routine stacking, or time blocking within your flexible or rigid schedule, so you can reap the benefits of a more balanced and efficient lifestyle. Finding your perfect routine balance is all about understanding your needs and preferences and making small adjustments to accommodate them. Whether you prefer a flexible or a rigid routine, incorporating elements of both can help you achieve a greater balance. It will help you reduce stress, and it will reclaim more time for the things that matter most to you. Now, let's talk about what a weekly schedule might look like before and after making small adjustments to a flexible routine. Before, your days might have felt chaotic and disorganized with tasks piling up, leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. However, after incorporating more rigid elements into your routine, you might find that you have more control over your time and can tackle tasks with a greater ease of efficiency. Now, for someone who prefers a rigid routine, making small adjustments to incorporate flexibility can help prevent burnout and maintain a healthy work-life balance. By allowing yourself to deviate from your schedule occasionally and take breaks when needed, you can avoid feeling overwhelmed and maintain a sense of well-being Okay, this is crucial for self-care, especially as such a busy mom as I know you are. As you reflect on your own routine, consider whether you need to focus on habit stacking, or you need to focus on routine stacking or time blocking to achieve your goals. Are there small adjustments you can make to streamline your day-to-day and reduce stress? By taking a proactive approach to optimizing your routine today, you can create more time and space for the things that matter most to you instead of constantly be putting out fires. Now, let's bring it all together with more of a high-level recap. Start by identifying areas in your life and in your day where you can implement habit stacking to create a more seamless flow in your day. Then consider how routine stacking can help you establish a sense of structure and familiarity in your schedule. I want you to lastly explore the benefits of time blocking a little bit and how it can bring greater balance and flexibility to your routine. I want you to remember that finding your perfect routine balance is a journey, so be patient with yourself and enjoy the process of creating a schedule that works for you. Until next time, I want you to embrace the power of routine and make each day count. Finding your perfect routine balance is all about understanding your needs and your preferences and to make small adjustments to accommodate them. Whether you prefer a flexible or rigid schedule, you can incorporate elements of both and you will achieve a greater balance, you will reduce stress, and you will reclaim more time for the things that matter most. So until the next episode on time blocking, I want you to remember to embrace the journey of finding what works best for you and enjoy the process of creating your ideal routine. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.